Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Brachot Perek Chet. Aside from the brachot of Hamotzi Lecha Min Haaretz and Borei Minei Mizonot, we haven't yet seen any details of other types of bracha rishona. This perek discusses the halachot of the other Birkot HaNenin, which are said before eating food. And the Rambam begins the perek by listing three of them. Halacha Aleph. Kol peirot ha'ilan mevarchin alihen batchila borei pri ha'etz, uvasof borei nefashot rabot, chutz mechameshet haminim haktuvim batorah, vehein anavim, verimonim, utainim, vizeitim, utmarim, shehu mevarich alihen basof bracha achat me'ein shalosh, vachol peirot ha'aretz vahirakot, mevarchin alihen batchila borei pri ha'adama, ולבסוף פורי נפשות רבות, ודברים שאין גידוליהם מן הארץ, כגון בשר וגבינה ודגים, וביצים ומים וחלב ודבש וכיוצא בהן, בתחילה מברך שהכל, ולבסוף פורי נפשות רבות, והשותה מים שלא לרבות צמאו, אינו טעון ברכה, לא לפניו ולא לאחריו. On fruit of the tree, one recites the bracha of Borei Pri Ha'etz. After eating fruit, the bracha achrona is Borei Nefashot, except after the five types of fruit appearing among the Shivat Haminim, grapes, pomegranates, figs, olives, and dates. The bracha achrona on these is a form of Me'ein Shalosh, which begins Al Ha'etz Va'al Pri Ha'etz, as the Rambam explicates at the end of this parak. There is a debate among Rishonim what qualifies as a tree for purposes of the bracha of Borei Pri Ha'etz. Specifically, does a bush qualify as a tree if its roots remain in the ground from year to year, but all of its branches fall off and grow again from the roots each year? The Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah both side with the Rishonim who say this does not count as a tree, and therefore the bracha on produce like bananas and strawberries is not Borei Pri Ha'etz, but rather Borei Pri Ha'adama. Foods whose origin is in the ground consist of two types, perot ha'aretz, which have seeds like tomatoes and cucumbers, as well as yirakot, or green leafy vegetables like lettuce and spinach. Some Tanayim in the Mishnah distinguish between the brachot on these two categories, but lahalacha we say borei pri adama on both. On everything whose bracha rishona is borei pri adama, the bracha achrona is borei nefashot. Finally, on foods whose origin is not from the ground, we make the bracha of Shakol Niyah Bidvaro. These include meat, cheese, fish, eggs, milk, and water. Though on water, one makes a bracha at all only if he is drinking it to quench his thirst, not if his purpose is only to clear his throat. For other liquids which have taste, one makes a bracha no matter why he is drinking it. Later in Halacha Chet, the Rambam adds other items to this list of shahakol foods. Grasshoppers, some of which are kosher. Beer, which comes from grain, but cannot get the bracha of borei minei mizonot because it is a drink. And mushrooms, as those do not grow from the ground, even if they often can be found attached to the ground. Recall that a mushroom is a fungus, not a plant, and has no roots. Also, a food which really should have another bracha, but has either gone bad, yet is still edible, or hasn't yet fully developed, gets the bracha of shahakol. Examples include moldy bread, wine which has begun to turn to vinegar, and any other food which has begun to spoil. In the other direction, fruit which fell off the tree, before ripening to the point where it can be called pri ha'etz, but is nonetheless edible, gets a bracha of shahakol as well. As with borei pri adama, the bracha achrona on any food on which one makes a shahakol is borei nefashot. Halacha bet. Hasochet peirot vehotzi mehen mashkin mevarech alehen batchila shehakol ulvasof borei nefashot rabot chutz min hanavim vehazeitim shal hayayin hu mevarech batchila borei pri hagefen ulvasof bracha achat mein shalosh ve'al hashemen hu mevarech batchila borei pri haitz b'me dvarim amurim shaya choshesh bigrono v'shata hashemen im mei hashlakot v'chayotzei behen sharei nehena b'shtiyato aval im shata hashemen levado o shelo haya choshesh bigrono mevarech alav shahakol sharei lo nehena b'tam hashemen. The terms pri ha'etz and pri ha'adama do not refer to just anything which comes from a tree or from the ground. In order to have the bracha of borei pri ha'etz, the food must be considered the main product of the tree or vine. Typically, this is considered the fruit itself, not the juice which is squeezed from it, and so the bracha on fruit juice is shahakol. The two exceptions are wine and oil. Even though olives are considered fruit and get the bracha of Borei Pri Haetz, the oil squeezed from the olives is even more significant as an output of the olive tree, and so the bracha on that is Borei Pri Haetz as well. But the Gemara clarifies that oil, as significant as it is as an ingredient in other foods, is typically not drunk alone. The only situation in which one makes a Borei Pri Haetz on oil is if he has it together with mei shlakot, water cooked with vegetables, in order to alleviate a sore throat. In this manner, he derives benefit from drinking the oil as the primary ingredient of a mixture. But in other situations, the oil is not considered meant for drinking, even if it is edible, and therefore the bracha is shehakol. Other Rishonim go further and believe that drinking oil in general, not in order to alleviate a sore throat, is actually harmful to the body, mazik, and therefore gets no bracha at all. This is the conclusion of the Shulchan Aruch as well. Wine is the other exception to the rule that fruit juice has the bracha of shakol. It gets its own bracha of Borei Pri HaGefen, not because the vine is not considered a tree. It is a tree, which is why grapes get the bracha of Borei Pri HaEtz, but because wine is such a significant output that it deserves its own title as Pri HaGefen, the ultimate fruit of the vine. In the same manner that fruit juice is shehakol because it isn't considered a pri, the Rambam explains in Halacha Vav that edible parts of the tree itself are not considered a pri, and also get the bracha of shehakol. Anything which grows on a tree, aside from the fruit itself, like edible leaves or buds, are similarly not pri haetz, but they are considered produce of the ground, and therefore get the bracha of borei pri hadama. The Mishnah Berurah records a debate among poskim about the bracha on sweetened orange peels. Are these an edible part of the orange, whose bracha is therefore haetz, or are they the equivalent of an edible non-fruit output of the tree, whose bracha is borei pri hadama? Or perhaps orange peels aren't eaten by enough people to be considered a pri at all, and they get a bracha of shehakol. The Mishnah Berurah concludes that the bracha is shehakol, as in any case of doubt, shehakol works b'di'eved, as we'll see later. We summarize the next few halachot in the Rambam. Some fruit and vegetables are typically eaten raw, others are typically eaten cooked, and yet others are eaten in both forms. When one is eaten in its typical manner, then the appropriate bracha is haetz or hadama, and otherwise the bracha is shehakol. So a carrot is ha'adama, whether eaten raw or cooked, as a carrot is generally eaten in both manners. But if someone eats a raw potato or a cooked cucumber, both of which are not typical forms of eating, then he must make a shehakol. When vegetables are cooked in water with intent to drink the water, like is vegetable soup, the liquid itself gets the bracha of borei pri hadama even after the vegetables are removed. So the bracha on clear vegetable soup broth is borei pri hadama. There is a debate among Rishonim whether the same din applies to fruit. Does water in which fruit is cooked gain the bracha of borei pri haetz even after the fruit is removed? The Rosh believes that it does, but the Shulchan Aruch rules that we make shehakol on such water. In Halacha Hay, the Rambam discusses the bracha on sugar, which is obtained as a byproduct of cooking liquid squeezed from sugarcane stalks. He quotes Gaonim, who felt the correct bracha is borei pri hadama, possibly even borei pri haetz, if the stalks are considered a type of tree. But the Rambam himself thinks the correct bracha is shehakol. The reason is that cooking is required in order to obtain the sugar, as we explained, and the change caused by cooking is no less significant than the change caused to a pri by squeezing out its juice. Just as that juice has the bracha of shehakol, so too does the sugar extracted after cooking the sugarcane stalks. In Halacha Zayin, the Rambam adds the important point that if one eats spices alone, there's no bracha at all, as these are meant only to add taste to other foods and not to be consumed on their own. Similarly, any food not fit for general consumption, like something eaten only for medicinal purposes but lacking taste and not eaten by healthy individuals, does not get any bracha at all. We continue with Halacha Yud. Beirech al perot ha'ilan borei pri adama yatsa, val perot ha'aretz borei pri haetz lo yatsa, val hakol im beirech shakol nia bidvaro yatsa afilu al hapat val hayayin. Bidi'eved, a bracha of borei pri adama, is effective even on the fruit of a tree, because the tree itself grows from the ground. But a bracha of borei pri haetz is clearly ineffective on something which grows directly from the ground. The bracha of shehakol works bidi'eved on everything, even on bread and wine, as this bracha does not refer to any specific type of food, and can be understood as applying to anything. The Rambam speaks only of a case in which one said the incorrect bracha by mistake, What if one is unsure what bracha to make on some food? May he just say hadama if his doubt is between ha'etz and hadama? May he say shahakol whenever he has no idea what bracha to make? The Shulchan Aruch rules that he may, in both cases, but the Magen Avraham adds a caveat. Someone who doesn't know the correct bracha on some food due to ignorance is obligated to learn Hilchot Brachot. Only one who has studied the topic and isn't sure how to decide between the different opinions may say shahakol rather than having to abstain completely from eating the food. Halacha Yud Aleph. Lakach koshel shechar biyado v'itchil habracha al menat lomar shahakol v'ta'a v'amar borei pri hagefen ein machzirin oto. V'chein im hayu lefanav peirot ha'aretz v'itchil habracha al menat lomar borei pri adama v'ta'a v'amar borei pri ha'etz ein machzirin oto. V'chein im haya lefanav tavshil shel dagan ufatach uverech al menat lomar borei minei mezonot v'ta'a v'amar hamotzi lechem yatza. Mipnei shebeshaa shehizkir Hashem v'amalchut sheinikar bracha lo nitkaven ela labracha haruya lo toamin v'ho'il v'lo haya b'ikar habracha ta'ut af api sheta'a besofa yatsa ve'ein machzirin oto. We made reference to this halacha back in Hilchot Kriyat Shema Perek Aleph, where the Rambam said that when someone begins with a text of one bracha but then ends with the appropriate ending of a different bracha, we go by his ending. Here, the Rambam seems to say the opposite. When someone has in mind the correct ending while saying the beginning, Shem U'malchut of a bracha, like thinking shahakol on a cup of beer, then even if he ends the bracha by saying something different, like Bori Pri HaGefen, he is yotzei based on his intent at the start of the bracha. We discussed back there in Hilchot Kriyat Shema how to reconcile the Psakim of the Rambam. The Ravid here strongly rejects the Rambam's conclusion, referring to it as hevel or nonsense, and thinks that the bracha follows the words which are actually said at the end of it, whatever may have been the intent of the speaker during the beginning of the bracha. And therefore, if he said Borei Pri HaGefen on a cup of beer, even if he had in mind at the start to say shahakol, he is not yotze. The Shulchan Aruch brings both of the opinions of the Rambam and the Ravid, and later poskim like the Magen Avraham and the Taz accept the opinion of the Ravid, lahalacha. Halacha Yud Bet. Kol habrachot ha'ilu shnistapek lo bahen im berech im lo berech, eino chozer umvarech, lo batchila v'lo basof, mipnei shehen midivrei sofrim. Shachach v'ichnis ochalin letoch pi v'lo bracha, im hayu mashkin, bol'an umvarech basof. V'im hayu peirot she'im zrakan yima'asu, kigon tutim v'anavim, mesalkan letzad echad umvarech. V'achar kach bol'an, v'im einan nimasin kigon polim v'afunim, poltan mipiv ad shivarech upiv panui, v'achar kach yochal. In case of safek, whether or not one has said any of these brachot, he does not repeat the bracha, because it is midirabanan and safek derabanan lekula. The Rambam seems to be referring here both to all types of bracha rishona, as well as to borei nefashot and even me'ein shalosh, though he mentioned earlier that other rishonim, like the Rashba, believe that me'ein shalosh is midoraita, and therefore one would need to repeat it in case of safek. What does one do if he puts food in his mouth and then realizes they didn't make a bracha? The Rambam addresses three cases and will explain them from the last going backwards. If the food is solid and can be spat out without becoming inedible, then he spits out the food, makes the bracha, and then eats the food. If the food becomes disgusting and inedible if it is spit out, like berries or grapes, then he moves it to one side of his mouth, makes the bracha with the food in his mouth, and then swallows the food. If he began to drink by putting liquid in his mouth, then neither of these solutions works, as liquid will be disgusting after he spits it out, and he can't push it to one side of his mouth while he makes the bracha. In this case, the Rambam says, bol'an umvarech basof. He swallows liquid and makes a bracha afterwards. The Ravid objects to the last clause. What is the point of making the bracha afterwards if he is not drinking anything more? A bracha rishona, as we explained back in Perek Aleph, is a matir for what he is about to eat or drink, and it makes no sense to say it after he has finished. The Kesef Mishnah suggests that the Rambam means something else. Mivarech basof refers to bracha achrona, but indeed he makes no bracha rishona at all. This is also the understanding of Rabbeinu Chananel in his commentary on the Gemara in Brachot, where this din comes from. But how can it be that we allow the person to swallow the drink without a bracha? Shouldn't he spit it out instead? Rabbeinu Chananel explains that liquid already inside a person's mouth is considered ma'us, disgusting, and does not require a bracha rishona. Halacha Yud Gimel.
Hayu lefanav minim harbe. Im hayu birchotehen shavot, mevarech al echad mehen ufoter et hashaar. Vim ein birchotehen shavot, mevarech al kol echad mehen bracha haruya lo. Ve'eize min shirtze lahakdim, makdim. Vim eino rotze baze yater mize, im yesh benehen echad mishivat haminin, alav hu mevarech tchila. V'chol hakodem bapasuk kodem labracha. V'ashiva hein hamurin bapasuk ze. Eretz chita usora v'gefen utena v'rimon eretz zeit shemen udvash. Udvash ze heim hatmarim. V'atmarim kodmin lanavim, shatmarim sheni le'eretz v'anavim shlishi le'eretz.
The Rambam here addresses the question of priority, which consists of two cases. First, when a person wishes to eat several foods with the same bracha, which does he make the bracha on and eat first? The Rambam just says, mevarech al echad mehen, seemingly giving no rule at all. The Shulchan Aruch understands him to mean that the bracha should be made on whichever food the person wishes most to eat at that moment. The Shulchan Aruch rules against the Rambam, in favor of the opinion of several other Rishonim, that priority should be given to one of the Shivat HaMinim if at least one of the foods is of that type, and otherwise he should make the bracha on whichever food is chaviv, that is, the food he likes most in general, even if not at the specific moment. The second case is, what if he wants to eat several foods with different brachot? In which order should he make the brachot on the different foods? Here again, the Rambam says to follow the order in which he wishes to eat the foods, and to make the appropriate bracha on each food as he gets to it in that order. Only if he has no preference among the foods does he give priority to foods belonging to the Shivat HaMinim. In this case, the Shulchan Aruch accepts the psak of the Rambam, but only when the different brachot of the foods he wishes to eat are borei pri ha'etz and borei pri ha'adamah. Both of these brachot take priority of the bracha of shahakol, even if the person likes the shahakol food more and wants to eat it first. The Rama adds that the bracha of mizonot takes priority over both ha'etz and ha'adamah, and so again, the mizonot food comes first, even if it isn't the one he likes the most. The Rama adds that this entire discussion is only relevant when selecting among foods that a person wishes to eat. He does not need to make a bracha on and eat from a food in front of him just because it has a bracha of higher priority, if he has no wish to eat it. Among foods of the Shivat HaMinim, which should be eaten first? The order of priority is based on the pasuk Eretz Chita Usora V'Gefen Utena V'Rimon Eretz Zeit Shemen Udvash from Parshat Ekev, which lists all seven species, where dvash refers to dates. Whichever type of fruit appears closer to either appearance of the word eretz in the pasuk gets priority, so therefore dates come before grapes. Even though gefen appears before dvash in the pasuk, gefen is the third fruit listed after the first appearance of the word eretz, while dvash, meaning dates, is the second listed after the second appearance of eretz. The last three halachot of the perek discuss the bracha achrona of me'ein shalosh, which is said after eating fruit of the Shivat HaMinim and after drinking wine. Two interesting points in the Rambam's text of the bracha are, 1. The bracha after drinking wine, though it begins al ha-gefen val pri ha-gefen, has the same ending of Baruch Atah Hashem al ha-aretz val ha-peirot as the bracha after eating fruit of the Shivat HaMinim. The Ravid replaces this with the ending accepted by the Shulchan Aruch, and also familiar to us, of Al Ha'aretz Va'al Pari Ha'Gefen. 2. The Rambam quotes two opinions, whether to include in Me'ein Shalosh the words, which we have in our text, of Ki Kel Tov Meitiv Ata, because these words are a reference to the fourth bracha of Birkat HaMazon, the bracha of Atov HaMeitiv, and the Me'ein Shalosh, as the name implies, may only need to be a summary of the three original brachot of Birkat HaMazon. The perek ends with the procedure for what to say after eating foods which require different brachot achronot. Different forms of the Me'ein Shalosh can be combined in one bracha, in the familiar form, for example, of Al HaMechiyah Val Kalkala, Val Ha'etz Val Priyetz at the beginning, and Baruchat Hashem Al Ha'aretz Val Mechiyah Val Peirot at the end. In general, if one ate foods requiring a Me'ein Shalosh together with foods requiring a Borei Nefashot, like wine and cheese, then each of these brachot must be recited separately. The exception is if one ate fruit of the Shivat HaMinim together with other fruit which ordinarily gets a Borei Nefashot. In this case, the Me'ein Shalosh of Al Ha'etz Val Pri Ha'etz covers all the fruit by itself.
The Shulchan Aruch adds in a similar fashion, if one drinks wine together with water, then just as the Borei Pri HaGefen said before the wine covers the water as well, so too the Al HaGefen Val Pri HaGefen recited after the wine covers both drinks.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.